time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Attorneys representing one-time Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort rested their case on Tuesday without calling any witnesses on his behalf. Manafort also declined to testify for himself. MSNBC has more.
The defense is rested. They did not bring any witnesses. And it's important to remember that they don't have to bring any witnesses. It is the burden of the government to show that beyond a reasonable doubt what Paul Manafort did was criminal. The defense does not have to show anything to the contrary. He's presumed innocent. And it could be that really, if they tried to bring forth character witnesses, it wouldn't do enough for the jury. What they want to do is plant a seed of doubt on every one of these counts, whether that be bank fraud or tax evasion. They want enough for the jury to say on each of these 16 counts, perhaps that's not the full story. Maybe what the prosecution is saying shouldn't be believed because of the way the defense was in the cross-examination. Yesterday, they were somewhat successful in how they cross-examined some people, putting some doubt on whether or not Manafort actually committed bank fraud, for example. But another key piece of this, Andrea, is that this is coming after a 2.5-hour recess, another time where the judge met privately with the jury, and we don't know what was said. We don't know if there are issues with the jury that could be big enough to send this entire thing into a mistrial and to make this conversation I'm having with you a moot point.
Attorneys from both sides will make closing arguments on Wednesday, the 12th day of the trial. After that, the case goes to the jury. But regardless of the outcome, Manafort's legal problems will continue through the fall. Manafort and his former business associate Konstantin Kilmenik will go on trial in Washington, D.C. in September on charges that they illegally lobbied on behalf of Viktor Yanukovych, the former president of Ukraine and an ally of Russia. Although the House remains on recess until after Labor Day, the Senate returns to work on Wednesday after a short summer break. Senate Republicans hope to confirm two more federal appeals court judges by the end of this week, adding to a record-breaking string of 24 appellate judges installed since Trump was sworn in. Tuesday was primary day in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Connecticut, and Vermont, and some history was made on a great night for progressives. In Wisconsin, ironworker Randy Brice will square off against Brian Steele, a former Paul Ryan aide who was endorsed by the Speaker, in a bid to take Ryan's seat. In Minnesota, Senator Tina Smith, who replaced Al Franken when he resigned last year, held off a primary challenge from former Republican Richard Painter. She'll face Republican State Senator Karen Housley in the general in Minnesota's first-ever Senate matchup between two women. Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty was unsuccessful in his bid to try to win his old job back. In Minnesota's 5th District, the very progressive Ilhan Omar beat out the establishment candidates convincingly. Keith Ellison won the Democratic primary to run for Minnesota Attorney General, while the DNC is reviewing domestic violence allegations against the congressman and DNC deputy chairman. In Vermont, Democrats nominated Christine Hallquist as their candidate for governor, making her the first transgender candidate to win a major party's nomination for a state's chief executive post.
You ran as a transgender woman. You are one of more than 400 LGBTQ candidates running in this cycle. How important is it that LGBTQ folks have a seat at the table in politics?
Well, you know, I like to talk about all marginalized communities. You know, certainly one of the things I learned in my transition is, you know, it's one thing to talk about the gender hierarchy. It's the other thing to experience it. So I think we should be talking about all marginalized communities. If I look what's happening, certainly at the national level, you know, there's a systematic attack, and it's going to start with the most marginalized of the communities. So the fact that our president has gone after the transgender community is no surprise, and I think everybody should be afraid. What we're looking at in our political world is a definite reaction to what happened in 2016. People like myself and people like who are normally wouldn't be in politics are rising up all over. And I think that's what a healthy democracy looks like. I'm hoping that years from now we can look back and say, isn't American democracy wonderful? We survived a despot.
And the most popular senator in the country easily won the Democratic nomination again.
We can now report that Senator Bernie Sanders has won the Democratic primary for the state of Vermont, which presumably is not breaking news for my next guests, the independent senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders. Congratulations on your victory.
Thank you very much.
It was a nail-biter. I think you got 94% of the vote.
Something like that.
This is one of those instances where you won the Democratic primary, but you don't run as a Democrat.
I have a long and kind of an unusual unusual relationship with the people of the state of Vermont. Back in 1981, I defeated a Democrat and a Republican to become mayor of Burlington, defeated Democrats and Republicans. To make a long story short, I've always run as an independent, and that's what I will do, and I think people of Vermont understand that. We have a very good relationship with the Democratic Party. I suspect in this coming campaign, we'll be putting more money, our campaign will be putting more money into the Vermont Democratic Party than anybody else. We're supporting a whole lot of good Democratic candidates, but I will run.
So you will decline the Democratic nomination?
Yes.
In Connecticut, the Progressive Teacher of the Year, Johanna Hayes, beat the Chamber of Commerce-backed establishment corporate Dem Mary Glassman 66-34%. In all four of Tuesday's contests, the Democrats posted huge turnout numbers, dwarfing the Republicans. I got the And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.